This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Rabbul Izzah is extremely kind and merciful that He has given us this opportunity to explore and learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the Al Manar Islamic Center for this beautiful platform, the Learn Deen Daily, which is actually benefiting thousands of peoples. Walhamdulillah. My brothers and sisters, let us carry on with our journey of 100 key advices from the Quran. The advice comes from Suratul Araf, Surah number 7, Ayah number 31, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Kulu wa shrabu wa la tusrifu, innahu la yuhibbul musrifin. Eat and drink, but do not be excessive. Indeed, He likes not those who commit excess. Again, let's put ourselves into this three A's as an action plan perspective. Let's acquire the understanding, my brothers and sisters, that Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is asking and He has provided so many things on the face of the earth, walhamdulillah, to eat and drink. But Allah is telling us that we need to acquire as an understanding, do not be in excess, you know, be not excessive, subhanallah. First and foremost, we need to understand what is the definition of israf, because everybody has their own capabilities and capacities in terms of spending. So first acquire the understanding how much you can actually spend and what is israf in your own lives. Consult the scholars who can guide you with wisdom and knowledge and help you out in terms of this understanding. We need to apply it in our lives. Application of this factor, which is very, very common, and every day we do it. We eat every day, we drink every day, and many a times we go in excessiveness, you know, every day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, He's giving us a command to eat and drink, but Allah is saying, be not excessive. Don't go in extremes. And why? Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, indeed, He likes not those who commit excess. My brothers and sisters, it is important to know that for us, the greatest factor is the hubb of Allah, is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Rabbul Izzah is saying in this perspective that you should not do anything in excess. Allah does not love those who commit excess. So we need to apply this in our lives. Advocate it to others as well. Whenever we see an evil of such kind, where israf is done, where excessiveness is done, we need to invite people and advise them, counsel them, help them understand that Allah Rabbul Izzah does not love those who do things in excess. Another advice comes from Suratul Araf, Surah number 7, Ayah number 126, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. Our Lord, pour upon us patience and let us die as Muslims in submission to You alone. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that we also need to ask Allah to grant us patience. Patience just doesn't come like that. We need to ask Allah. Ask Allah for granting you and me patience. For indeed, He is the one who is the granter without account. And we need to ask Allah, oh Allah, let us die as Muslims. Because what really matters, my brothers and sisters, that we need to acquire this understanding, what really matters is the end. Is the end, my brothers and sisters. We might be living a very good, righteous life, but at the end, if we do not die as Muslims, as someone who's submitting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what counts is the end, subhanallah. Apply it in our lives, my brothers and sisters. Every day, whenever we feel that we need, you know, to be patient, ask Allah for patience. And we need to do good things so that we may die upon those which we do regularly, right? So we need to apply it in our lives by asking Allah to grant us patience. And two, we need to continuously and consistently do things which are good, righteous and pious so that we may die upon that which we do things as right, subhanallah. Advocate people also. You know, sometimes people, they don't really understand the formula of patience. It all begins from asking Allah to grant you and me patience. So advocate this beautiful advice from Allah Rabbul Izzah directly. Mentioned in the Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzah is teaching us to ask him for patience and teaching us to ask this dua to help us die as Muslims. My brothers and sisters, let us advocate this beautiful formula so that we may die as Muslims and ask Allah to help all of us die as Muslims, as someone who is submitting his will to Allah Rabbul Izzah alone. Another advice comes from Suratul Araf, Surah number 7, Ayah number 199, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Show forgiveness, speak for justice, and avoid the ignorant ones. Acquire the understanding, my brothers and sisters, that it is highly, highly important and recommended that you forgive people. You know, take forgiveness over anger, subhanallah. Forgive people, give them benefit of doubt. Understand this as number one. We need to acquire this beautiful piece of advice from the Quran. We need to show forgiveness, speak for justice, and avoid the ignorant ones. This is number one. Number two, we need to apply it in our lives. Apply the attitude of forgiving people and speaking for justice. You know, even if it's a very small, minor issue, make sure that you stand up for justice, you speak for justice, and never get involved with the arrogant or ignorant ones. You know, Allah Rabbul Izzah is teaching us a very powerful advice: avoid the ignorant ones. Because when we get involved with ignorant ones, we actually, lose the whole spirit of it. Advocate it to others as well, to show forgiveness, to speak for justice, and to avoid the ignorant ones. When we advocate this, inshallah, this will come in our lives as well. And it is really, really important. The next advice comes from Suratul Araf, Surah number 7, Ayah number 200, where Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغُمُ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And if an evil suggestion comes to you from Satan, and then seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, He is hearing and knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is teaching us to acquire this understanding. Whenever any thought comes in our mind, we say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Apply it in our lives. Whenever there is an evil thought that comes in your mind, say A'udhu Billah. And whenever there is any wrong thought comes in your mind, say A'udhu Billah. Advocate and teach our children, our family members, our own relatives and society to ask Allah to go in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that shaitan should not be able to deceive us, should not be able to mislead us. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear in the Quran, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Shaitan is to you as an open enemy. So he is desperate to deviate us. We need to ensure that the only way that we can, be prevented from shaitan is by seeking the refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the only way. So Allah Rabbul Izzah is giving a peaceful advice, a very beautiful advice in the Quran that we need to acquire, apply and advocate it. And that is to seek the refuge in Allah from shaitan, because Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is all hearing and knowing, and we know that we are being attacked by shaitan every now and then. So the greatest protection is the protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next advice comes from Suratul Anfal, Surah number 8, Ayah number 46, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And obey Allah and His Messenger, and do not dispute. Thus you will lose courage, and then your strength would depart. And be patient. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. My brothers and sisters, we need to acquire this understanding, this beautiful piece of advice where Allah Rabbul Izzah is teaching us to obey Allah and His Messenger. And the way of Allah and His Messenger is, do not dispute with one another. What will happen? We will lose the courage and our strength will depart. We will become weak. We will become, you know, those who would not have courage to stand firm against anyone, right? So as an ummah, we need to ensure that we should not dispute with one another. Because as a result, we will lose courage and our strength will depart. And when is it possible for us to not dispute? When we have patience. And that's what Allah says, and be patient. Because you know what? Two people cannot live together without patience peacefully. This is for sure. The couple cannot live with each other peacefully without patience. The family cannot exist and coexist peacefully without patience. The society cannot coexist, without patience peacefully. So the ingredient for us to not dispute and lose our courage and lose our strength is we need to be patient. And Allah says, indeed, Allah is with the patient. Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. This is indeed in itself the greatest blessing, that you are having Allah on your side. What better way would we want? This is the real application, that whenever we feel that we are, tempted by shaitan and getting into dispute, we need to show our patience. We need to ensure that our courage should not be lost. We need to ensure that we should not become weak, and rather we should add up strength after strength. And that's how we need to also advocate it to others as well. This piece of advice is so important for an ummah to be together, to be powerful, to be strong, that we need to ensure that we do not dispute. We should not lose courage and we should not lose our strength. Rather, we should be patient. We might have difference of opinion, but then we need to hold on. We need to hold on to the patient. Indeed, Allah Rabbul Izzah is with those who have patience. Another advice comes from Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9, Ayah number 128, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. There has certainly come to you a messenger from among yourselves. Grievous to him is what you suffer. He is concerned over you, and to the believers is kind and merciful. We need to acquire this piece of advice, my brothers and sisters, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent so powerfully and so beautifully that he is actually someone who becomes grievous when we as an ummah suffer. Subhanallah, look at the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for us. So Allah says, grievous to him is what you suffer. He is concerned over you. And how is Prophet to us? He is Ra'ufur Rahim. He is to the believers kind and merciful. We need to apply this in our lives, my brothers and sisters. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is far more superior to us than anybody. After Allah comes Rasulullah. This is our priority in life. After Allah, no one comes but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because to us, we know that he was so extremely attached with the ummah, so much concerned for the ummah, so much, praying for the ummah, subhanallah. We need to ensure that we apply it in our lives by practically applying the sunnahs of Rasulullah in our lives, and we need to advocate this beautiful character of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to tell and, you know, teach and preach people that, you know what, our messenger, my brothers and sisters, our messenger is such that he was so grievous, you know, when we suffer, meaning he was so loving that whenever he sees someone, some member of the ummah is defaulting, is disobeying, he would really become grieved, subhanallah, and he is so much concerned to us. He was so merciful, he was so kind to us. We need to tell people out there, the whole of humanity is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They need to know the man Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how merciful, how kind was he towards every one of us. Another advice comes from Surah Tawbah, Surah number 9, Ayah number 129, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. But if you turn away, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, sufficient for me is Allah. There is no deity except Him. On Him I have relied, and He is the Lord of the great throne. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was given this task of giving and delivering the message to the mankind, he did everything possible. He grieved over them, he was concerned over them. But Allah is saying, if after that as well, if we also as an ummah, if we turn back, Allah is saying, sufficient for me is Allah. Tell them, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sufficient for me is Allah. There is no deity except Him. On Him I have relied, and He is the Lord of the great throne. So we need to acquire this understanding that, you know, if we heed, if we follow, if we obey the Rasul of Allah, it's for our own benefit. And this comes as an application when we apply in our lives the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, in the highest levels of Jannah, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we turn back, it is we who will be harming ourselves, hurting ourselves, and will be failing forever, subhanallah. May Allah protect us all from that. Advocate this powerful advice from the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it very clear to those who want to turn away from Allah, from Rasulullah. Allah is enough for us. Allah Rabbul Izzah is enough for us. There is no deity except Him, and we need to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabbul Arshil Azeem, who is the Lord of the great throne. We need to advocate this powerful advice, and that's how we move on in our lives. Another advice comes from Surah Yunus, Surah number 10, Ayah number 25, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And Allah invites to the home of peace and guides whom He wills to a straight path. My brothers and sisters, let us acquire this beautiful understanding from the Quran that Allah is inviting us to the home of peace. You know, one of the names of the Jannah is, it's the home of Darus Salam, it's the home of peace. It is the invitation directly for you and me from Allah. And Allah guides whom He wills. My brothers and sisters, apply it in our lives. Ask for it. When was the last time you and me asked, Oh Allah, give me highest levels of Jannah. Oh Allah, give me the highest levels of Jannah. Oh Allah, give me highest levels of Jannah. When was the last time we asked for it? When was the last time we want to have the home of peace, Darus Salam? Apply it in our lives by doing acts which guides us to that way, the path of peace, my brothers and sisters. Ask Allah and advocate it to others as well. Look, the whole of humanity, for you, Allah is calling all of us to the home of peace. Allah is calling us to the home of peace, Darus Salam. Indeed, we need to apply and advocate this beautiful invitation of our Rabb, of our Lord, to the whole of mankind, so that along with us, everyone can get into the place of peace, the home of peace, Darus Salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and me to be there, inshallah. Let us accept the invitation from Allah Rabbul Izzah, you know, Himself. And Allah, we ask You to guide us to that path that pleases You. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. The next advice comes from Suratul Yusuf, Surah number 12, Ayah number 5, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَقْصُصْ رُؤْيَكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He said, Yaqub alayhi salam, he said to Yusuf alayhi salam when he saw a dream, a vision, O my son, do not relate your vision to your brothers, or they will contrive against you a plan. They will make a conspiracy against you. Indeed, shaitan to man is a manifest enemy. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that jealousy exists. Jealousy exists in the hearts of many people. So you need to be choosy. You need to pick people in a right way and then share things with them. Because hasad, it will take away, the goodness from people. Subhanallah. So share good things with those only whom you trust, whom you think that they'll appreciate, whom you think that they will say, Barakallahu feek. Those people who would ask Allah to give barakah in your things. Don't share, and this is something which we need to acquire and apply it in our lives. We should not share anything and everything with everyone. We should apply this in our lives by sharing it with those who do not feel jealous about. And we need to ensure that we ask Allah for the protection against all those evil and evil people who may jealous about you. So the piece of advice that comes from the Quran is, do not share anything and everything with everyone. And this is how we need to apply in our lives as well. Anytime when we have good things, we should not share with everyone. Rather, we should share only with those whom you trust, whom you think that they will think, or they will take it positively, and they'll pray for you, inshallah. Advocate this powerful advice from the Quran, where Allah Rabbul Izzah is teaching us a lesson that jealousy, envy, these things are real. These things exist in the hearts of the people and they destroy people, subhanallah. So make sure that you protect yourself by not disclosing any and every good thing that you have with everyone out there. Rather, make sure that you disclose and share things which are good that you have with only those who are wise, who are well-wishers, inshallah. Another advice comes from Suratul Yusuf, Surah number 12, Ayah number 23. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. He said, I seek refuge of Allah. Indeed, He is my master who has made good my residence. Indeed, wrongdoers will not succeed. Subhanallah, when Fir'aun's wife, when she tries to do wrong with Yusuf alayhi salam, this is what he said. Qala ma'azallah. He said, I seek the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, He is my master. Allah Rabbul Izzah is giving and teaching a lesson, my brothers and sisters, that we need to acquire, that we need to ask Allah's refuge whenever an evil act comes into our life. Subhanallah, we need to protect and prevent ourselves from that by seeking the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to apply it in our lives practically. When we are tempted, fascinated, and thrilled with certain evils, we need to apply it in our lives by seeking refuge in Allah and trusting Allah as our master, that He is watching us when we do something evil, and the angels are recording our deeds when we are doing that deed. So if this is what Yusuf alayhi salam, may Allah have peace on him, he did, subhanallah, as a practical demonstration, a learning, a lesson for us in our lives. Advocate this beautiful formula to others as well. Seek refuge in Allah when there is a evil that comes in your way. And we need to ensure that we trust Allah, that He is our master. He is the giver without account. He will give us that which we might not even imagine. When we do this action from our own side, then Allah will never allow the wrongdoers to succeed. This is the advocacy that we need to do, my brothers and sisters. When you trust Allah, when you do good, Allah will give you success and Allah will defeat the wrongdoers. The next advice comes from Suratul Rad, Surah number 13, ayah number 11, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in within themselves. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that we have to act first. Allah will not change the condition of the people until they change themselves. So we need to acquire this, that the action has to come from us first, and apply it in our lives, that we need to change. If we need to change, if we really need to change, we need to do something. We need to act. We need to take steps towards that change. And Allah will then help you, you know, because if you and me are only thinking to change and do not do anything to change our condition, it will never happen. Subhanallah. So Allah is giving a very clear-cut advice in the Quran that Allah does not change the condition, the position, the situation of a person until they change, until he himself change himself. Right? So if I want to change, I need to do something about it and then ask Allah to help me. Right? If you and me work together, if you and me work for something that is good, only then the help of Allah will come. You know, we can't sit back at rest and do nothing and expect the help of Allah. It doesn't happen like that. It doesn't work like that, right? So we need to ensure that we work towards the change and Allah will help us all. Advocate this powerful advice from the Quran to the people out there, that you know what, Allah will not change the condition, the situation of a people until they change what is in within themselves. So if I want to really succeed, I need to pray, I need to work for that success, and Allah will help all of us, inshallah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives another advice from Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, ayah number 7, where Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I will surely increase you in favor. Subhanallah, this is a beautiful advice that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He is giving us to acquire this beautiful understanding. If you really want to grow in something that Allah has given you, be grateful. Thank Allah. And this requires a practical application. Number one, you need to ensure you say Alhamdulillah for everything that Allah has given you. You know, we might not deserve things that Allah has given, but Allah is extremely merciful that He has given us. So thank Allah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mah that we have, all the blessings that we have. And the beauty is Allah will increase in that. How much? We don't know. How much? We don't know. So the beautiful advice is we need to thank Allah in order for us to increase our own favors granted by Allah. We need to advocate it to others as well. This is a very important thing, because a lot of people are ungrateful for what towards Allah Rabbul Izzah. A lot of people, they have complaints. They have, you know, things which are not really desirable by a Muslim, subhanallah. So they complain, they are not happy, they are not content, and they keep on doing that. And subhanallah, when a person does that, Allah will decrease. When a person who is ungrateful, even after so many favors, a person will already will get a decrease in his favors. Rather, we need to ensure that we thank Allah. We have to say Alhamdulillah for the bounties and the countless favors that Allah Rabbul Izzah has done. And the beauty would be, one, we will fulfill the command of Allah to being grateful. And two, inshallah, Allah will surely increase, in our favors. And it will have lot of barakah bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Another advice comes from Surah Al-Hijr, Surah number 15, Ayah number 99, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, and worship your Lord until there comes to you the certainty, and that is death. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that ibadah of Allah Rabbul Izzah, it's not a seasonal thing. It needs to be done the moment we gain consciousness, the moment we gain maturity, until we die. And this is this requires practical application of doing ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after understanding that, you know, our ibadah ends with the end that we have, and that is death. So we need to apply this after acquiring this understanding by getting involved in the service to Allah Rabbul Izzah. Serve Allah and Allah will help you tremendously. Serve Allah Rabbul Izzah and worship Allah alone. And when you are active worshipper of Allah, when you become the active worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, Allah will make also your end upon the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moments back, I was mentioning that we need to pray, that we need to die as Muslims, subhanallah. Many of us, you know, or perhaps all of us, we plan for our future, we plan for our marriage, we plan for our career, we plan our, you know, our things in the future. Have we ever planned for death? How am I going to die? Wish for a death where we are in the sujood, where we are having the qurb of Allah, the closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Plan for death, my brothers and sisters, meaning we don't know certainly when we are going to die, but then we should engage ourselves in certain things most of the times, that when death comes, it should come when while we are praying, or while we are doing into a dhikr of Allah, while we are doing something good, while we are saying something good, while we are doing something good, subhanallah. That is death planning, my brothers and sisters, that we need to plan, subhanallah. We need to advocate it to others as well, that we cannot be seasonal worshippers, we cannot be Ramadan Muslims, we cannot be Shawwal Muslims, we cannot be Muslims only certain period or days or times. We need to ensure that we have to be an abid, a person who worship Allah Rabbul Izzah from the beginning of his maturity until his last moments, where our last words should be La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is the advocacy that we need to do, and we need to ask Allah to help us having that kind of end while we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next advice comes from Surah An'am, Surah number 16, Ayah number 119, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, then indeed your Lord to those who have done wrong out of ignorance, and then repent after that and correct themselves. Indeed, your Lord thereafter is forgiving and merciful. We need to acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that Allah will forgive us for the things which we do in ignorance, in jahiliyyah. In ignorance, when we do something and then when we realize that what I have done was wrong, then Allah will, inshallah, forgive us. Allah will forgive us. This is, we need to acquire this understanding, because Allah is extremely forgiving and merciful. Apply it in our lives. Whenever we do anything wrong, any evil act, any immoral thing, any sin that we commit, we need to immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for repentance. Because the moment we turn to Allah, we accept, number one, that I have done wrong. Two, we are sincere in asking Allah to forgive, with a niyyah that we should not get back to that sin again. And we need to compensate by saying Astaghfirullah a lot of times, so that Allah will forgive us. And we should have that consciousness of not going back to that sin which we have done. When we have this beautiful application of tawbah in our lives, Allah will certainly forgive, inshallah. Advocate it to others as well. You know, a lot of people, they get into guilt after committing the sin and they see no turning back. They see there is no way that I can actually mend my ways. Allah Rabbul Izzah is clearly telling that he who does things out of ignorance, any sin, any wrong, and he comes back to Allah, repents to Allah, returns to Allah, Allah will forgive those people. We need to advocate it so that the people can benefit from this beautiful piece of advice from the Quran. The last advice from the Quran in this session, my brothers and sisters, comes from Surah An'am, Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl, Surah An-Nahl, Surah number 16, Ayah number 125, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikma wal maw'idhatil hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan." Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good instructions and argue with them in a way that is best. We need to acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that the way of the command of Allah is we need to invite people. Two, we need to invite people with wisdom and good teachings. And three, we need to ensure that our way must be the best. Apply it in our lives. Apply by inviting people to your Lord with wisdom and good teachings and discuss with them, dialogue with them, argue with them in a way that is best. This is a practical application that we need to apply while we're doing da'wah, while we're inviting people to Islam, be it our own loved ones or being those who are strangers. Everyone is really in need of this peaceful advice from the Quran, and it is something which we need to apply in our lives. Advocate it, my brothers and sisters. This is something which we need to advocate it. This is our duty as a Muslim to make sure that we fulfill the command of Allah, where He says, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah." Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good teachings, and we need to engage and have dialogue with people, but our way should be the best, the most tolerant, the most peaceful, the most balanced way for the people, so that they can actually understand the real beauty and the message from the Quran, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all and forgive us for our shortcomings in learning and in teaching your kalam. Ya Allah, we ask you to have mercy on us, to forgive us, to grant us mercy, to have a blessing in our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us obedient slaves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us hidayah as long as we live, and give us tawfiq to say la ilaha illallah while we depart this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant peace and security to every one of us. May Allah Rabbul Izzah grant you all every kind of goodness. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.